coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Balzac. And now, wait a minute. Wait. It is on. It's confirmed. Deal done. Calgary will once again house horse racing as the United Horsemen of Alberta, the group behind the project, once much maligned for their handling of the entire affair, have reached a deal with a major casino and entertainment company from Europe that will see a return to Calgary racing in about 12 to 18 months in a brand new state-of-the-art racing, gaming, and entertainment facility. Darcy Marler is president of United Horsemen of Alberta. He joins us. Darcy, so the deal is done, right? We will have racing in Calgary.
Well, I would say that the loan deal that we did with Century Gaming today is firm. It has been signed. It's a firm deal, subject only to AGLC approval, Alberta Gaming and Liquor Control. I can't guarantee that's going to happen, of course. So subject to that, though, it looks like she's a go.
Now, what's your sense from the government? Do you think this will be reasonably rubber-stamped?
I can't really say that. We're very optimistic that it'll go through, of course, and the government really hasn't given us any indication one way or another, and of course they're not in the position where they really can. We've got a very strong partner in Century. Century already has two casinos here in the province, one in Edmonton, one in Calgary, so they've already been vetted and approved by the province, and the province thinks very highly of them. So,
where are we, for example, you've got the deal inked, it's a firm offer. I guess it's safe to assume that there's more cause for optimism here, because that's probably more than what you really had under the old agreement.
Basically, we've never been this far or this firm with anybody, that's true. Kind of in the past, we've had the design of what we wanted to build and never really found the funding that we needed. Here we've gone at it a little bit differently in that we found the funding first, and now we can go ahead with the design and build the project we want.
Let me ask you about the track size, 11/16 of a mile, a little bit bigger than 5/8, I guess it is. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, as we've downsized the land holdings, we tried to get the same original mile and 7/8, or the two tracks. Remember, we were a mile and then a 7/8. We still tried to do that. We just physically don't have that much room on the land now. We tried to do 6 or 6.5 furlongs. Works great for thoroughbreds. Doesn't work for standardbreds. So the next best thing was 5.5 furlongs.
Okay, so you're basically dealing with a slightly larger than 5/8 mile track. Does this mean there will be all three racing breeds there?
It will, yeah. We've got and I'll tell you, it's harder than I thought it was going to be to try to get everybody on one track. I thought it was kind of easy, but having been through the exercise, it is hard. But yes, we'll fit all three in. Even the quarter horses will have a 400-yard chute.
They don't really do a lot of turns in their races, so they don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
What about Northlands, Alberta Downs? Will this deal adversely impact the dates there, or will it enhance them?
Talking to Northlands, they're very much in favor of the new track. They've basically been shouldering the entire industry for the past 3 or 4 years, so they're looking forward to having another partner here in the south, basically so we can both switch off and have both breeds fairly represented in both halves of the province.
Have you been in touch with groups like HBPA and folks like Matt Monaco? What have they told you, if anything?
Well, they're obviously happy to that we've come this far as well. Again, you know, a few false starts, so they were optimistic, guardedly optimistic. But now that we've hit this stage, they're fully on board. We've been working with them over the past few months. They've been kept certainly in the loop and kept up to date with what we've been up to.
Tell us about the people that head the company at Century Casinos. What kind of experiences have they had? This sounds like an international company because their European division seems to be the one that's operating the casinos. Is that right?
They're real and very good partner. We actually couldn't probably ask for a better partner. They've got 24 either gaming sites or they operate on cruise ships around the world, so 24 sites. They're based out of Austria and Colorado Springs in the States. They've already got two facilities here in Alberta, one in Calgary, one in Edmonton. So they are well known by Alberta Gaming and Liquor. They've already been approved and vetted on their sites. They're very well respected around the world, and They're listed on the NASDAQ as well, so monetarily, financially, they're very strong as well.
So they're out there and they're up front, and there's no worrying about that as far as that goes. Now, it may be just a little bit early for Christmas, but I think we can take a peek under the wrapping here. What will this facility consist of?
Basically, what we've got planned now is we've got a in addition to the track we've already talked about, the Racing Entertainment Center. We're proposing, still has to be approved, but we're proposing a 650 machine slot floor. There'll be off-track betting. There'll be food and beverage. There'll be non-gaming areas as well as probably a stage. And then grandstand bleacher seating with the racetrack and backstretch.
That's fantastic. Will there be a venue, say, for outdoor concerts using the racetrack on dark nights, say?
We're certainly in the planning stages. Nothing firm there yet, but that's certainly been an idea, as well as we certainly expect to have a hotel on site one day too, although nothing is firm there as well.
So this is basically the original Balzac, only with some meat on the bones.
Yeah, basically, you know, you measure way back in the day, we were like a $200 million budget. Most of that has been spent already in putting the infrastructure in. It's just a gorgeous infrastructure out there. If anybody comes out to see us from your neck of the woods, basically, the roads, as you go right now to visit the Cross Iron Mills Mall, all the roads in the area, all the pipe in the ground for the utilities, there's a new bridge crossing the main highway. All of that was paid for by ourselves and Cross Iron Mills, Ivanhoe Cambridge. So that's where most of that original budget was spent. What's left, this last $13 million, is kind of the last piece of the pie to get racing and the REC built and operated.
So the size of the deal is how much?
$13 million is the amount of the loan that we're getting from Century.
Okay. And we're looking at when will the first bet, when will the first slot machine poll be taken, whatever the case may be, when do the doors open?
I can only give, you know, kind of ballparks at this stage. To be honest, at this stage, it's kind of largely out of our hands in that it's in, we're dealing with Alberta Gaming and Liquor and also the County of Rocky View to provide more about the construction side, the development permits, the site development plans and whatnot. Optimistically, we're hoping that by, you know, late spring, early summer of 2013, we'll have all the approvals that we need, and then shovel in the ground then with an opening for, you know, optimistically summer of 2014.
Well, the Phantom Racetrack in Balzac is starting to look like it's taking on a more mortal form, and that can only be good news. Darcy Marler of United Horsemen of Alberta, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your continued support over the last couple of years. We really have appreciated that.
Well, we're rooting for you.